The first case of the deadly Ebola virus diagnosed has been confirmed in Dallas, Texas. Officials at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital say the unidentified patient is being kept in isolation. The man is thought to have contracted the virus in Liberia before traveling to the U.S. nearly 2 weeks ago. Director for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Thomas Fridien, stated this.
Today, we are providing the information that an individual traveling from Liberia has been diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. This individual left Liberia on the 19th of September, arrived in the U.S. on the 20th of September, had no symptoms when departing Liberia or entering this country, but 4 or 5 days later, around the 24th of September, began to develop symptoms. On the 26th of September, initially sought care, and Sunday, the 28th of September, was admitted to a hospital in Texas and placed on isolation. We received in our laboratory today specimens from the individual, tested them, and they tested positive for Ebola.
That was Director, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Thomas Fridien.